Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 22nd of December 2023. Today's topic is Grace to Carry My Cross. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 8 verses 34 through 38. Verse 34, And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Verse 36. For what shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Key verse. Mark chapter 8 verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. The cross is the symbol of the suffering and death of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The cross represents the greatest sacrifice ever made and the assurance of salvation for everyone who believes. Therefore, the cross is the mark of true discipleship and total commitment to God and acceptance of any suffering that comes with serving God. You cannot separate the cross from Christianity, because Christianity without the cross is mere religion. There is a cross to bear, and there is also grace available for the cross. To take up your cross is to deny yourself. Friends of Jesus must be ready to bear any shame, reproach and suffering that come with loving Jesus and standing for him at all times. Our salvation attracts God's abundant blessings, but at the same time exposes us to persecution and other forms of suffering, because the world hates righteousness. A believer who desires to make heaven must determine to endure any suffering that comes his way without compromising his or her faith. Always remember that grace is available for believers who are joyfully carrying the cross of Jesus. Victory is sure on earth, and a crown of righteousness in eternity for you if you stand for Jesus till the end. Prayer for today. Lord, give me grace to carry my cross without compromising my faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Luke chapter 14 verses 25 through 27. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.